And the Pink Panther theme, 1975 on KOIN in Portland. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News, the first statewide strike by its employees is underway in Pennsylvania. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The walkout began 2 hours ago in Pennsylvania. A report from Lori Yepchinsky of station WCAU, Philadelphia.
Thousands of state employees have begun moving from their posts to the picket lines. Guards at several state hospitals and at least one state prison walked off the job shortly after midnight. And in a matter of hours, the strike is expected to get going full scale, drastically stifling state services. More than 85,000 workers are planning to join in the protest. And although the state intends to ask the courts for an injunction today, it's likely to affect only those employees in vital services. That means state parks will close, welfare checks will be late, and lines at unemployment offices will slow down. And as if to make the pain even harder to bear, there's a good chance the state liquor stores will also shut down. This is Lori Yepchinsky for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Fiscal year 1976 has arrived in Washington. The federal government's new budget takes effect, and it's expected to be the largest deficit budget in history. The Ford administration estimates the red ink spending between now and next June 30th will be $59.9 billion. In New York City, Mayor Abraham Beam was busy in Albany, the state capital, but Beam failed to get the taxation powers he wanted from the state legislature. His so-called crisis budget went into effect, and with it went 37,000 jobs for city workers, including police and firemen, those people being laid off. More news in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
A headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip.
You mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff to any other sinus tablet. You'll find no sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. When you take Sinoff tablets, you get a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer to help sinus pain while you drain. And for the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief, there's Sinoff Sinus Spray. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. Sinoff. Take when needed, only as directed. Always insist on Sinoff.
The sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff tablets.
Exactly. Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
President Ford denies reports from Israel saying the United States has given the Israeli government an ultimatum to either make more concessions to the Arabs or face the loss of American support at a reconvened Geneva conference. Israeli radio made the report, which the president told newsmen at the White House was not the case. He said the U.S. government does take the position that time could run out and war will be almost inevitable if results are not achieved. An American newsman is being thrown out of India. A report from Peter Collins in New Delhi.
Officials here in New Delhi have ordered the expulsion of a correspondent for the Washington Post on the grounds that he wrote what was called objectionable stories about India and violated censorship rules under the state of emergency declared by Prime Minister Mrs. Indira Gandhi 5 days ago. Correspondent Lou Simons was given 24 hours to get out of India and was expected to leave early Tuesday by plane for Bangkok. He was the first foreign reporter to be expelled from India since the emergency was declared, but others were expected to follow shortly. Meanwhile, a reporter for another major American publication said there was evidence that his room in a major hotel in downtown New Delhi had been searched by police. India's own daily newspapers have been under tight censorship since last week, and domestic news items have been limited to the text of official announcements. Peter Collins, CBS News, New Delhi.
Muhammad Ali has retained his world heavyweight boxing title by outpointing Britain's Joe Bugner in a 15-round bout in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Now this.
Stress. We're all under it one way or another. Either it's the right amount of stress, which makes us get up and get things done, or it's the heavy pressure kind that can affect our well-being. Distress, as it's called in the current Family Circle magazine by a renowned expert on the subject, Dr. Hans Selye. Dr. Selye is quite firm about it. To keep our physical and mental equilibrium, he says, we must reorient some very traditional attitudes towards ourselves and others. It's something to think about. then for something to do. Family Circle has a neat feature on how to make attractive tote bags for varied occasions, picnic to formal, all utilizing the same set of handles. Oh, and don't miss the condensed version of a touching new novel by the author of Beulah Land in this July Family Circle, now at your supermarket checkout counter. On the cover, you'll find unusual fashions you can make one small piece at a time. This is Jack Sterling for Family Circle, the world's largest selling woman's magazine.
Tropical storm Amy continues on the move toward hurricane status. She's the first storm of the 1975 Atlantic hurricane season. It's about 320 miles off the Virginia Capes and is slowly drifting north-northeast. Forecasters say Amy's 70-mile-an-hour winds will prolong rough seas in the mid-Atlantic. Right now, Amy poses no serious threat to land. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
The defense in the trial of Washington State Senator August Martisich says Martisich will take the stand in his own behalf before the expected end of the trial later this week. Martisich is accused of extortion and a related income tax charge. During today's session, the defense continued its strategy of demonstrating that the money in question was a campaign contribution. Washington Senator Henry Jackson says Americans will be faced with $1 a gallon gasoline if President Ford's lifts gasoline controls. Jackson also says it will mean an increase of $100 per month in home heating costs. Jackson says he plans to introduce legislation to create a National Energy Production Board to combat the president's plans. Jackson was in Spokane today. The Watergate prosecutor's office knows the identity of an Oregon fundraiser who obtained an illegal campaign contribution leading to charges against former Congressman Wendell Wyatt. That's according to the Oregon Journal in Portland. Wyatt has pleaded guilty to a charge of failing to report $1,500 to $2,000 in contributions to former President Richard Nixon's campaign or how they were spent. The young man found dead at the scene where two FBI agents were killed in South Dakota was an enrolled member of the Coeur d'Alene tribe in Idaho, but spent little time on the tribe's reservation near Plummer. That's the report from the Lapwai Indian Agency. The body of 24-year-old Joseph Bidell Stuntz was found last Thursday, reportedly wearing a jacket that belonged to one of the dead FBI agents. Over $305,000 in federal funds will be sought by Oregon State University to conduct a study of the use of wood alcohol as a fuel supplement, but university officials say they have no idea when a decision on the fund application will be made by the Federal Energy Research and Development Administration. Officials say Congress has not yet appropriated funds for the agency's budget next year. The weather for the Portland metropolitan area: variable cloudiness through Tuesday night with few showers and chance of a thunderstorm, mainly in the afternoon and evenings. Partly sunny Wednesday, lows at night 55, highs Tuesday near 75, near 78 on Wednesday. Chance of measurable rain decreasing to 30% Tuesday and Tuesday night. The temperature right now in downtown Portland, 59 degrees. That's KOIN News to 1108. I'm Bill Garrity.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Yes, it is rather dark in here. You see, we never turn on the lights. We don't need any. At Radio Mystery Theater, all we illuminate is your imagination. But do not be concerned. Although it has been said that when one is alone, in the darkness, one hears strange things.
Enter these hallowed halls, be cast. None shall look upon the sacred golden cauldron of the druids.
A strange voice. A voice from the moldering past. What has a sacred golden cauldron and the strange cult of the ancient druids to do with the story? Even the mention of the word druid evokes a frightening display of pyrotechnics from the atmosphere. Why does contemporary man still fear prehistoric rituals from the past?
Brad, please don't ask the old man any more questions. Look at his face. It's beginning to turn darker than the storm outside.
Forgive me if my questions are in bad taste, sir. My interest in crime is a hobby, as is my interest in the occult.
They would not make light of the power of the druids, Mr. Spencer. It reaches out beyond the confines of this castle, beyond Stonehenge, beyond the grave.
Our mystery drama, The Golden Cauldron, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ralph Goodman and stars Paul Hecht. It is sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
It's athletes versus MS. Meet golf champion Lee Trevino.
One day you're a happy guy like me, Lee Trevino, walking around swinging your clubs, and out of the blue, you get struck down by multiple sclerosis, the great crippler of young adults. Right now, there's no cure for MS, but there's hope through research. 500,000 victims of MS and related disorders may be invalids, one way or the other, all their lives.
Join Lee Trevino. Support your local chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Lots of people are coming in, playing it smart to get a head start, investing time to build a future. It's such a good place to begin, a room to grow, a getting to know just where you want to be. Join the people who joined the army. You could start building your tomorrow today. Join the people who joined the army. You could go a long, long way, long, long way.
If you want to do something positive for yourself and your country, take your place with us. Join the people who've joined the army.
Join the people who've joined.
For more information, call 800-523-5000, toll free.
Golden Cauldron, the power of the druids reaching out beyond the grave in this, the 20th century? Come with me to Albion Castle, a crumbling remnant of the past as it exists today. A storm rages outside, but safe for the moment are two American tourists who have come here for a skeptical look into the legend of the druids. In the great hall of the castle, above the fireplace, there is a graven image of a druid god. There is something hypnotic about this strange carved deity that is being examined by Brad Spencer, a young man who does not frighten easily. And yet, the statue is holding Brad in its spell.
Well, Brad, I see you've met the lord of the castle. The likeness of the all-powerful Celtic god.
Is that what he looked like, Peter?
Well, I've never seen him, but when I guide the tour groups around Stonehenge, that's the face I describe.
Looks rather frightening, doesn't he?
The tourists love it. It's a moody climate.
Let's change the subject, Peter. Maybe the weather will improve.
Don't tell me this druid nonsense is getting to you.
No, of course not. In my worried Dennis. You don't know how his childish mind functions. Come to think of it, I'm not too sure how it functions myself.
As long as he can earn enough money to afford that brand new Rolls Royce you two arrived in, I'm sure you don't care.
That's true. I'm a sponge. Soak up the wealth I find around me. Never work, if I can help it. But Dennis is no worse than I am. He didn't earn his millions. He inherited them.
I can't wait to meet him.
How the tour's going?
Jammed as usual this time of year. But I'm beginning to lose interest.
Not in Stonehenge.
Oh, no, no. That always fascinates me, just as this image of their Celtic god seems to fascinate you.
You may be bored with your work, Peter, but I find this crumbling old castle an endless source of amusement.
Amusement?
Research, old buddy. You may be interested to know that I'm getting close to the solution of the ancient Albion mystery.
Don't tell me you're still checking out that old legend.
Legend, Peter? Or fact? You must have picked up a lot of information about the Druids that could be of help in clearing up the strange legend about the tragic death of the archdruid Albion and his secret love, the beautiful Helen.
I wouldn't discuss it here if I were you.
Brad! Brad, where are you?
Here, Dennis.
Oh, thank heaven. I thought I was alone in this spooky place. What's going on out there? An atomic blast?
Relax, Mr. Wentworth. Just one of our usual summer evening showers.
Oh! You know my name? I mean, you had most of it, only you left out the third.
The third?
Yeah, Dennis Wentworth, the third. Don't think Grandfather was happy with the first two.
That's why he left his fortune to Dennis.
Well, not a fortune, but just enough. I think I'll go back to my room.
Now, wait. We're going to have some brandy.
Look, I'll be out in a minute, as soon as I change my shirt. Oh, make mine a double.
Now to get back to the legend.
No need to get the facts secondhand. That old car out there, the one that just pulled up in the driveway?
Yeah.
It belongs to Siculus.
Who?
Siculus. Siculus Lothbridge, one of the oldest residents of this area. Some believe he was once an archdruid himself.
You don't say. I'd like to meet him.
You will. He haunts this castle.
Haunts it?
Nice old guy, but he's sort of fanatic. Knew the Albion clan personally, they say. He keeps coming up here in search of the Lost Cauldron.
Lost Cauldron?
Yeah, the golden cauldron engraved with the head of a Celtic god. He believes it's buried with the skeletons of Albion and the witch Helen.
Now I know I want to meet him.
The housekeeper will make the introductions. We're very formal around here.
Basil, we have guests. Please attend to the front door.
Yes, Mrs. Margaret.
Siculus, so good of you to give this young lady a lift from the end.
Oh, yes, and all this downpour. You have no idea how I appreciate this.
Oh, it has been my pleasure. Youth and beauty has always brightened the eyes of the ancients.
You mean like the beautiful Helen affected those who looked upon her?
Who is this stranger?
Don't be angry, Siculus. He's a guest, a visitor from America. He meant no insult.
None at all. Mr. Brooke here was just discussing an old druid legend, and I was...
Oh, this is Mr. Brad Spencer. You, of course, know Peter.
Yes. We have spoken on occasion.
Mr. Spencer, this is Siculus Lothbridge, a respected elder of our community.
Most happy to meet you, sir.
See to the young girl, Margaret. She is chilled to the marrow.
Yes, Siculus. Basil, take the young lady's bags to the upper floor.
Oh, just a moment, please. I don't mean to cause any trouble, but my letter specified a room off the Great Hall.
We didn't receive any letter.
Well, then, how did you know that I was arriving today?
Siculus foretold of a third visitor. A young woman, tall, slender, with blonde hair.
Yeah, the man's amazing.
All we have is a room on the upper floor.
Now, wait a minute. Would you like my room, Miss...
Julie. Julie Chandler. Yes, I would, Mr. Spencer.
Oh, then it's done. Basil, you may show the lady to my room and place my bags on the upper floor.
You're sure, sir, that this is not an inconvenience?
Ordinarily, yes, but an unexpected third visitor, tall, slender, with long blonde hair. Who am I to tempt the wrath of fate?
Thank you again, Mr. Spencer.
Oh, Brad, please.
Brad. I'll just hang on to this small bag, Basil. You may carry these others to Mr. Spencer's...
Sorry. I didn't mean to bump into you like this. My name's Dennis.
Mine is Julie.
You dropped your purse, Julie. Here it is.
Thank you, Brad.
Oh, I see you two are already acquainted. I was just coming out of my room.
I was going into mine. It looks like you and I are going to be neighbors, Dennis. Mr. Spencer was nice enough to trade rooms with me.
Oh, terrific.
See you later, gentlemen.
Yeah. Wow.
beautiful blonde in the room next to mine. Thanks, Brad. Things are looking up.
Try looking in this direction, toward the fire. We have another visitor who's not so pretty.
Oh, the old man?
Yeah, just arrived with Miss Chandler.
You're right, he isn't pretty. Wow, what a weird face. Must be over 100 years old.
Make yourself at home, gentlemen. And you, Siculus, of course, are always welcome here.
Thank you, my lady.
I'm merely the housekeeper here.
With the soul of a lady, nonetheless.
Basil will bring some brandy. If you'll excuse me, I have my work to attend to.
Oh, certainly.
If the fire burns low, please tend to it, Peter. It's the only source of heat here.
I will, Margaret.
Rather attractive for a housekeeper.
She's been looking after this place since Sir Lawrence left. Introduce your friend to our visitor from the village, Brad.
Oh, yes. Mr. Lothbridge, this is Dennis Wentworth III.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Lothbridge.
What do you know of the Druids?
Nothing. Nothing. Peter was telling me all about this place. It was tragic about the poor girl, her lover.
You mean Lady Elaine?
Lady Elaine?
The recent murder of Lady Elaine and the disappearance of her husband, Sir Lawrence.
We're referring to the tragic murder of Archdruid Albion and the beautiful witch, Helen.
That happened hundreds of years ago. We speak of that no longer. Lady Elaine was murdered a few months ago.
There were three murders in this castle?
In this room.
I'm leaving.
Oh, come off it. Stop being so nervous.
Now, I can't help it. Murders, thunderstorms, old castles. They make me jumpy.
A young woman was murdered here, right where your young friend, Mr. Wentworth, is standing.
Thanks a lot.
The police have investigated, but until they find Sir Lawrence...
I don't follow.
Elaine's husband, Sir Lawrence, thought his lady was cheating on him. He confronted her. An argument followed. He became enraged and shot her, point blank, through the heart. Death was instantaneous.
And the murderer, Sir Lawrence, is missing?
Yes, he's still at large. He could be hiding somewhere around nearby in the caves or in the village.
Brad, you sure you don't want us to leave?
Just when things are starting to get interesting.
A poor girl has been foully murdered. Why do you find this interesting?
Oh, I'm in sympathy with the girl. But the thought that the murderer is at large, possibly stalking this castle, his castle...
This is Archdruid Albion's castle.
Yes, sir. As you say, sir.
Sir Lawrence bought it for amusement. He is not from this land. He is a stranger to Stonehenge. The foreigner's presence here has defiled the sacred memory of Albion.
I gather Sir Lawrence is not liked by the local townspeople.
I only blame Sir Lawrence. I have never held malice toward the poor child he tempted, wed, and then foully murdered. She was innocent. She had no other lover.
You seem sure of that.
When Sir Lawrence was not here, she would often send for me. I would stop by to speak with her. That tragic morning, she sent word. She wrote, "Come tonight. I have something to tell you about Sir Lawrence. It is most urgent."
And you arrived too late?
Yes.
Then it was you who found the body.
Why do you ask all these questions? I have already told everything I know to the police.
I'm sorry if my questions disturb you, sir.
It is you who disturbs me. We will speak of this matter no longer.
Well, as you wish. Your reaction is understandable. But you do not seem to be a talkative man by nature. Why have you told us this much?
The evil murder has troubled my mind. As I told you, I know the girl's family. Her father was one of us.
One of us?
One of the townspeople. I also know her mother. The child was most beautiful. Her angelic countenance was known to all who live on these hallowed grounds.
Of course, you are referring to the hallowed grounds of the Druids. You speak of it often, as though you are privy to personal knowledge of the Celtic cult. Their rites, their rituals. I understand they practiced human sacrifice.
Let's not get into that, Brad, or this murder. It's really none of our business. We just came here for a little sightseeing, right?
Right. Oh, tell me, Mr. Lothbridge, you say this murder took place a few months ago and that you arrived the night when the,
I must take my leave now. I would not be here at all if I had not come to bring the unexpected visitor, Miss Chandler.
Whom you somehow expected. Who is she, Mr. Lothbridge, this Julie Chandler? Has she been to Stonehenge before?
Brad, please.
Mr. Lothbridge is tired, Brad. He'd like to be on his way back to the village. And so would I. Would you give me a lift down the mountain, Siculus?
Oh, yes, yes, come. But we will speak of no murder.
So, good night, Mr. Lothbridge. Forgive me if my questions were in bad taste. My interest in crime is a hobby, as is my interest in the occult.
I will not make light of the occult, Mr. Spencer. The power of the druids dates back to the Stone Age. It reaches out beyond this castle, beyond Stonehenge, beyond the grave.
Well, Brad, looks like you made another friend.
We're going to need all the friends we can get.
What are you talking about?
Dennis, we are not leaving. Not until we check out this murder of Lady Elaine and the disappearance of her husband, the mysterious Sir Lawrence Cumberland.
Well, what have we here? Three skeletons that haunt the infamous Albion Castle. Two from one century and one from this. Perhaps the inquisitive Brad Spencer will enlighten us as to the reason for this recent crime of violence. I, for one, freeze before the trio of corpses turns into a quartet, or a quintet, or a... Well, one thing we know for sure. In a moment, we will be back with Act Two.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. You know, the worldwide trend today is toward a universal system of measurement, the metric system. The names of this new system may sound strange to you at first, but fortunately, there are only a few words that have to be learned for every, and these are the millimeter, centimeter, meter, and kilometer for describing length and distance, the milliliter and liter for capacity or volume, the gram, kilogram, and ton for weight, the kilometer per hour for highway speed, and the degree Celsius or centigrade for temperature. You're already using some of these terms more than you may realize. For example, when you go to the supermarket, you see weights expressed in grams on more and more packaged items. Now, for more information on this whole metric system, write to Metric Information Office, National Bureau of Standards, Washington, D.C.
It is a few moments later. Dennis is still staring at his friend Brad in disbelief. Despite the ominous threat of death, Brad has announced his intention of staying on at the Albion Castle to probe the recent murder of Lady Elaine. The impulsive decision has frightened Dennis.
You can stay on and check out these weird people if you like, Brad, but not me. I'm too rich to die.
Well put.
Shall we see if Dennis has nerve enough to walk out the door into the night, knowing that the murderer, Sir Lawrence, may be lurking somewhere out there?
You're being childish about this, Dennis.
Well, okay, I'm being childish.
I tell you, we're perfectly safe here.
Yeah, so far.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I have a feeling we've been lucky up till now, but if you keep asking questions, we're...
Yeah, these weird people, as you call them, interest me. If you don't ask questions, how do you expect to find anything out?
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, finding something out. Once we know something, we're really in trouble.
What's that? Oh, relax. That's just Basil without brandy.
Where?
Sorry, Basil, old man.
I move softly around the old place. I do not wish to disturb people.
Oh, that's thoughtful of you, Basil. Oh, I see you've already poured our drinks.
Yes, sir. Mistress Margaret is most particular about how I serve the guests. Yours, sir?
No. Oh.
And one for you. I do hope you'll find this to your liking.
Thank you. Tell me, Basil, what happened to the dog?
The dog, sir? What dog?
Oh, I noticed an empty enclosure near the driveway when we arrived yesterday. A dog run. The name Bruno engraved on a metal plate on the wire fence.
Oh, the dog. I'd forgotten for a moment. Poor Bruno. It was Sir Lawrence's dog.
What happened to poor Bruno?
He died.
A lot of poor things seem to die around here. How did Bruno die?
We had to destroy him. After Sir Lawrence ran off, the animal howled all day long, refused food and drink, and acted strangely.
You mean acted strangely?
It would no longer enter the castle. It used to sleep there. By the fire. But after Sir Lawrence ran away, he would no longer sleep there.
Oh, well, where did he sleep?
Out there. In the courtyard. On Albion's grave. Strange behavior. Howling. Yeah. Became a nuisance. Mr. Lothbridge prepared a potion of gentle poison. I fed it to Bruno.
I thought you said it refused food and drink.
Well, by then, it was too weak to resist. The poison was lethal. It just went off to sleep. Never woke up. If you gentlemen need anything else, please ring.
Yes, thank you.
But I warned you, Brad. You ask funny questions, they serve you funny brandy.
Your imagination is running away with you, Dennis. There's nothing wrong with this brandy. If you're worried, I'll drink mine first. This is delicious.
You sure it's okay?
Fine. Go on, take a sip. It won't kill you. Bad joke, Dennis. But yeah. Drink up, you. You look like you need a drink.
I do. Okay, here goes. Sure needed that. This place gives me the creeps.
Yeah, so I've noticed, particularly when I was asking old Siculus a few questions.
There's only one person I'd like to ask a few questions of.
Oh?
Molly Chan. Did you get a look at that chassis? I'm dying to ask her three questions. Address, phone number, and if she's married or single.
Have another brandy.
Yeah, I think I will. The stuff is great.
Better make it a double.
Why?
Here she comes.
Yeah. She slipped into something more comfortable. For her, not for me. Good evening, Miss Chandler.
Hello.
I must say, you look rather nice tonight.
Thank you. So do you.
Yeah. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dennis. Dennis Wentworth III.
I know. We were introduced when I arrived.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And your friend's name is...
That doesn't matter. He's a bore. A complete bore.
Oh.
May I pour you some brandy?
Yes, thank you.
It's okay. We just tasted it. It's a fine brandy. Brad, if you'll excuse us, the young lady and I...
That's it. Brad Spencer.
Is there something wrong?
No, just restless. May I sit down?
Oh, please.
Oh, thank you.
You were saying, Julie, may I call you Julie?
Certainly, Dennis.
About this being restless.
That's why I decided to travel.
see new places. I've read about Stonehenge and heard about this old castle that's been turned into a sort of inn by Sir Lawrence. And I decided to come here while I was traveling abroad for, well, the novelty of it.
Now, Julie, you know that's not true.
Isn't it, Brad?
No. You've been here before. You knew of the rooms off the Great Hall, and the name Sir Lawrence isn't mentioned in the travel folder that suggests this inn, as you call it. You haven't been traveling abroad, Miss Chandler. You live abroad. In Ireland. Dublin, as a matter of fact.
Well, how would you know that, Brad?
Miss Chandler dropped her purse when we were exchanging rooms. I swiped her wallet. Oh, here you are, Miss Chandler.
And I thought you were honest.
I had hoped you were, too.
It's seldom I meet a man who is interested in more than he sees.
Thank you.
Tell me, Brad, what do you do for a living?
Live.
Don't you work?
At living, yes.
How do you feel about me at this very minute?
Fascinated.
That's encouraging. I'm glad I took the extra time to put my face on just right.
Well, it's not the face I find fascinating. Not that it isn't a very pretty face. It's what's behind that beautiful mask. What's going on inside that lovely head of yours?
Ah, still the analytical male. Haven't you ever made a decision that was impulsive?
Yes, once. Governor, it was a foolish one.
Would you like to kiss me?
Impulsively or analytically?
Any way you choose.
Wait a minute. You two just met. You're not gonna... Yes, you are.
I found that exciting.
I find this depressing.
Did it do anything for you, Brad?
I don't know. Let's try it again.
All right.
Now, that's what I call a kiss.
That was a shot, you fool!
The window shattered.
Yeah, it came from outside the cabin.
Get down, both of you. Whoever that is, he's lurking outside.
Shut it off!
Perhaps, but how did you know about Sir Lawrence?
Well, they told us when...
They didn't tell her.
The front door. It's opening.
Peter!
Is everyone all right?
Well, I thought you left.
We did. Siculus had a strange premonition. Said he felt the presence of Sir Lawrence in the wooded area beyond the castle ground, so we returned.
I could feel the evil nature of the man. Remain silent. The link between the living and the dead is still here, just outside this room.
Mr. Spencer, Peter, what is happening? That noise I heard.
Well, that was a gunshot fired at a distance of... Oh, I would say 100 yards from ground level.
Ground level? Wow, but you would know that.
Simple. The glass was shattered here at this point of entry, just a few feet from the floor. And the bullet spent itself here above the fireplace, just over the head of the druid god. Just took off one of his ears.
Ah, sacrilege! May the heavens might revolve... And the evil be bound by chains to eternity.
Oh, man. I mean, look, let's call the cops and get that guy.
We have no telephone. This is an isolated area. The castle was renovated, but it has been impossible phone wires up the mountain so that we could have contact with the outside world.
Oh, great. That means we're on our own, sitting ducks for Sir Lawrence.
If that was Sir Lawrence out there.
What does that mean, Mr. Sherlock Holmes?
Well, simply this. We aren't sure just who fired that shot as yet. Are we, Basil?
I will find
her. Now, where were you and Mistress Margaret when the shot was fired?
I resent that implication, Mr. Spencer.
Oh, I'm not implying anything, just sifting through the facts.
In that case, I suppose I suspect, too.
Well, I didn't say that, Peter.
Well, I was out there with Siculus. If we continue along this line of reasoning, both Siculus and I could...
No, perhaps one of you, but... Mr. Lothbridge, did you let Mr. Brooke out of the car before you reached the driveway?
Yes. I felt a presence. I could sense someone. Something was out there. Mr. Brute asked to be let out so he could look around.
And you two separated?
Yes.
And then you heard the shot?
Yes.
I see.
Well, then you are right. It could have been them.
No, I never said that, Dennis. Nor did I say it could have been Basil or Mistress Margaret.
Mr. Spencer, we are not amused.
I am intrigued. And innocent.
Can you prove it?
I was standing right here next to you when the shot was fired.
What about that gun you carry in your purse? You'll find it's not there anymore, Miss Chandler.
What? You're right. It's missing. How did you know I had a gun in my purse?
If you recall, when we exchanged rooms, you dropped your purse. I picked it up. As I handed it back to you, I noticed it was rather heavy and felt a slight bulge, the outline of a snub-nosed .38 revolver.
You are observant.
And, this spent bullet, embedded here in the wood paneling above the fireplace, came from a .38. Quite possibly your gun, Julie Chandler.
I must say I'm impressed, Mr. Spencer.
Well, then, that leaves just two of us who aren't suspects. You and me, Brad. Unless you suspect me.
No, Dennis, you're safe.
Then you're saying that one of us may somehow be involved in this, incident.
I'm sure the man is joking.
I, for one, care not for a man's jokes. And I say to you again, beware, ye who enter Albion's castle. Those of you who would mock this uneasy resting place will perish among these ancient stones. This is holy ground, coveted by the Celtic god.
Agreed. But in case the druid god forgets to covet this place, I suggest we send someone for the police.
He's right.
We should not wait another minute.
All right, then it's settled. While the others remain here in guarded silence, one of us will leave immediately and inform the authorities.
One of us. Yes, Peter. But who?
An interesting dilemma. Six souls trapped in the remains of a crumbling druid castle, held prisoner by their fears and suspicions of one another. Can Brad Spencer unravel this web of deceit? He and his reluctant traveling companion, Dennis, seem to have stumbled upon an unusual and terrifying vacation spot. They'll have an exciting story to tell when they get back home. If they get back home, I'll be back shortly with Act 3.
This is Arnold Palmer. In golf, we call someone who plays exceptionally well a champ. And a champ works to win. His whole way of life is geared to that talent, that ability in him which makes him win. Well, that's one way of living, but there are others. And the March of Dimes offers us some of those ways. Ways to work to prevent birth defects, or ways to help kids born with birth defects. For many of those kids, a way of life is a difficult direction to discover. But for most of us, it's not. By us, I mean young people, middle-aged people, senior citizens, everyone. As honorary national chairman for the March of Dimes, I can tell you that the greatest gift you can give any handicapped child is a little understanding, a little encouragement, and a chance to appreciate life. Won't you help? Join the March of Dimes today and find a way of life.
Hun, would you please pass the potatoes?
Anyone want some more rolls? Bill, care for a couple more slices?
What's for dessert?
Dessert can wait. Finish what's on your plate. And don't forget your vegetables.
Boy, was that good.
You're not finished. What am I going to do with all this food? Who wants seconds?
Oh, golly, I'm cooking. A typical American scene around a typical American dinner table. Yet while these people are having their dinner just as they've done every night of their lives, there are millions of children starving, just as they've done every night of their lives. Children in Honduras, in Bangladesh, in Vietnam. Save the Children wants to help these children and their families and their communities. But to help them, we need your help first to provide food for the children of the world. Send your contributions to Save the Children, Box 970, New York, 10017. That's Save the Children, Box 970, New York, 10017. Do it before your next meal. You'll find it very satisfying.
The mysterious shot fired at Brad Spencer has aroused his instinctive suspicion of those around him. It seems Brad is by nature an inquisitive man, a man who asks questions, perhaps too many questions. However, the shot that narrowly missed him and the spent bullet that embedded itself into the wall does not seem to disturb Brad. Let's find out why.
Did I hear you right, Brad?
She's just fired at us by a murderer, and you say we're perfectly safe here.
I didn't say perfectly, Dennis. If that shot was fired by Sir Lawrence, we are safe. But it was fired by someone in this room.
I resent that accusation, Mr. Spencer.
I have warned you all, but you would not listen. There is more than murder afoot in this castle. Until the golden cauldron is found and returned to the Celtic god of the Druids, none of us are safe here.
Siculus, please. Mr. Spencer has a right to be uneasy. That shot was obviously meant for him. But it was fired by Sir Lawrence, Brad. I can vouch for these people. It had to be Sir Lawrence.
If you're right, there's no need to panic.
I still don't see why.
That shot wasn't fired to kill anyone. It was meant to scare us. And notice how flattened out this spent bullet is?
Yeah.
It was fired from close range, almost as close as the shot that killed Lady Elaine.
Well, maybe Sir Lawrence missed.
Yeah, not likely. The light in here was bright enough for an expert marksman like Sir Lawrence.
How did you know Sir Lawrence was an expert marksman?
Oh, this rifle cabinet and these marksmanship trophies belong to the master of the castle, do they not?
Yes, they are his.
I see. Then you were just trying to be amusing again when you accused us all.
Oh, no, Peter. Just testing the ground.
Yeah, well, let's stop testing while we're standing up on the ground instead of lying in it 6 feet under. But somebody go for the police?
Okay, you're right, Dennis. This is no longer a game. Why don't you get into your role?
Peter, Spencer does not control our destinies. I will drive you back to the village. The townspeople must be told of Sir Lawrence's return. Are you coming, Peter?
Yes, Siculus. Are you sure you'll all be all right?
We have Sir Lawrence's rifles.
Good. We'll be back with Inspector Heath as soon as we can.
If we have your permission, Mr. Spencer, Basil and I will secure all doors and windows from the inside. Come, Basil.
Yes, mistress.
You are an interesting man. I just love the way you put two and two together.
Now, let's really put two and two together and see if we can come up with one. One suspect. The man who fired the shot.
Then you believe it was a man and not me.
Julie, you were standing here right next to me when the bullet came crashing through that window.
That's right. But you're confusing me. You did say the shot came from my gun.
Or another .38. But let's take one thing at a time. Consider the dog.
The dog?
Bruno, Lawrence's dog. Basil said it howled all day long after Sir Lawrence disappeared. They had to destroy it. Basil poisoned it.
I don't trust that, Basil.
Yes, but why did it howl? It was Sir Lawrence's dog. Why didn't it run off, go searching for its master?
Well, maybe they had it chained up.
No, Dennis. Now, if you remember, said it howled all day, and at night it slept out there in the courtyard on Albion's grave.
Oh, how gruesome.
Or how obvious.
Obvious?
Yeah. You remember that story about Greyfriars, Bobby, Julia? I'm sure you do, Dennis. They made it into a Disney movie.
Oh, yeah, I saw that about this dog whose master died.
Yeah. Well, go on, Dennis.
What's the matter?
Yeah, they buried her. And the dog refused food or drink, howled all day, and at night, slept on its master's grave.
Exactly.
You don't think...
That's been our problem up until now. We've been kept so busy, we haven't had time to think. Come on, Dennis.
Where are we going?
Out there in the courtyard to dig up Albion's grave.
And what am I supposed to do while you boys are gone?
Wait, he... Julie?
I am now. It's almost midnight. You've been gone a long time.
What did you tell Basil and Margaret while we were gone?
I didn't see Basil or Margaret. This place has been as quiet as a tomb.
No, don't mention that word.
Then you found something out there at Albion's grave.
Yeah, we grabbed some shovels from the garage.
Wait, Dennis. Keep your voice down. We still don't know whom we can trust around here. And that includes Julie.
Me?
Well, you know all about this castle. You're familiar with the rooms, and you've met Sir Lawrence, too, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, what did he look like? Did he have a rather large mustache, long sideburns, and a prominent scar on his face?
Yes. Have you seen a picture of him?
No, we just saw him.
Him?
He's buried in Albion's grave.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we only had to turn over a few spadefuls of soft earth, and first,
This hand came through, and then the arm, and then his head.
Yeah, it was a hurried job. I can't understand why they never moved him.
You said they. Do you think there was more than one murderer?
Well, there might have been. But Sir Lawrence was a rather large man. At a dead weight, it would take two or even three.
Three?
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, would you mind if we just said two?
Basil and Margaret.
No motive. They'd have nothing to gain by killing Sir Lawrence or Lady Elaine. At least nothing we know of at the moment. No, whoever did it was desperate. Took a lot of nerve to bury Sir Lawrence in Albion's grave.
They knew no one would dig it up. Not in this town. Except two tourists like you and Dennis. Wait. What if Sir Lawrence didn't kill Lady Elaine?
Well, it's ridiculous. Everyone said that...
Everyone in this household. And the old man Siculus. But what if someone, the murderer, used a trumped-up quarrel between Sir Lawrence and the Lady Elaine to murder her and make it look like he ran away?
Beautiful, she's got brains.
Then whoever it was might be watching us at this very minute.
Yeah, we're back to Mistress Margaret.
Perhaps. Think about it. She doesn't seem too unhappy about the death of the lady of the house. With Lady Elaine and Sir Lawrence both out of the way, this house can be run the way she wants it to be run.
Yes, temporarily, perhaps. But eventually, she'd have to give it up. A new owner. She'd have no rights. Both she and Basil could be asked to leave. Isn't that so, Julie?
Oh, don't confuse me, please. I'm new at this.
Well, keep on thinking or we won't be old at it.
No. There's something else going on here. Something we haven't thought of.
You're right, Brad. May I fill in the empty pieces of the puzzle?
Peter.
How did you get in? Brad just bolted the front door from the inside.
I let him in through the servants' quarters.
Stay where you are, please, all of you. This is her gun I have in my hand.
Then you were the one who took that shot at me.
I'm afraid so. And you were right. I have no intention of hurting you and have none now. If you cooperate.
Well, we'll cooperate.
And you were the one who...
There's no need for further deductions, Brad. You and Miss Chandler were getting so close to the answers, I don't mind telling you what happened here.
Well, please do. It's hard to believe a good friend of mine has turned into a murderer.
We don't have to tell them anything, Peter.
That's all right, Margaret. We'll be on our way in a minute. There'll be no witnesses.
You're not going to kill us, too.
Now, quiet, Dennis. I would like to hear the answers to these questions that have been bothering me. I hate to die an ignorant man.
It may come as a surprise to you to know that we didn't kill Lady Elaine.
Sir Lawrence did. They'd been quarreling when Peter and I rushed in about his infidelities, not hers. He had just shot her. She died instantly.
I struggled with him for the murder weapon. That's what I'm holding. And he died in the struggle. Margaret helped me bury him. Siculus and Basil were in the village that night. They knew nothing of what went on here.
I believe you.
Well, I'm sure you do, Brad. But you don't, Dennis. Nor do you, Miss Chandler. And a jury won't.
But if Brad drugs you...
Wait, breath, Miss Cheater and I have talked this over. We've decided to trust no one except each other.
You and Margaret?
It's been that way for some time. Sir Lawrence is dead, and I can't be here when the police arrive tomorrow. There'll be too many questions to answer.
What have you done with Siculus and Basil?
We left them tied up in the wine cellar. After you can release them. All right, let's have the keys to your car, Dennis.
The keys? To my brand new Rolls?
Siculus' car broke down as we reached the driveway. It can't be driven any further.
Yeah, but if you take my car, how do we get out of here?
It's the idea.
Give them the keys, Dennis.
Okay, if you say so. Here, but drive carefully. I love that car.
Let's get out of here. It'll soon be daylight.
I'll be happy to be rid of this awful place.
Quick, Julie. Bolt that door from the inside. And Dennis,
yeah?
Run to the servants' quarters and bolt that door shut again, too.
Right. Good thinking, Pat.
And while you're there, Dennis, release Basil from the wine cellar.
This castle is secured, Master. But why all the precautions? And why do you have that I've got them where I want them look on your face?
Just come to the window and listen.
It sounds like our culprits are having trouble starting Dennis's car. Is the engine missing?
No. But this is.
What is that?
The coil wire to the distributor. I removed it when Dennis and I were in the garage.
The car without it.
You knew Peter and Margaret would not be away all along.
But I had to give them a chance to make it their decision.
None shall escape this castle of eternal death. He shall pay for your sins.
Yeah, sounds like Dennis really Siculus and Basil.
This calls for a drink.
Right, Julie, but keep away from the windows. Peter still has your gun, and he must be getting angry by now.
I don't blame him. Margaret is beautiful, but having to spend the night in the garage until the police come is nowhere near as romantic as spending the night by the fire with you. Until the brandy goes.
Like a detective story with a happy ending. And having faith in the jury system, both here in America and abroad, I am sure both Peter and Margaret will soon be free of the haunting memory of Albion Castle. As for the Druids, there is a great deal to be said for the fascination Stonehenge has for the archaeologists and astronomers of today. The message of the Druids is still with us. I'll be back shortly.
Morning, Greenhaven State Prison. The day Jerry Rice is getting out. He paid for his mistake. We paid too. About 10,000 tax dollars a year to keep him there. And unless he gets a job, he'll probably go back in.
Wait till your daddy sees you. He's not going to recognize you. Excited?
If you're someone with a job to give, you can do something about rising crime by giving a guy like Jerry Rice a job. He's been thoroughly screened, so you'll know all about him. You complain about rising crime and the billions of tax dollars used to fight it. Nothing can fight it better than jobs.
Welcome home, Daddy. Are you here forever?
Forever, honey.
The way to get this country working is to get people working. So if you have a job to give, call the National Alliance of Businessmen. Help America work.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
We hope the story you just heard will not cause any embarrassment for the travel agencies in your city. I do hope you will control your urge to rush first thing in the morning and make reservations for a stay at Albion Castle, overlooking the magnificence of the ancient temple of Stonehenge. Don't misunderstand. Some say the castle is still there, but the price is rather high. To quote our good friend Siculus Lothbridge, "Let all who enter these hallowed halls in mockery pay for this transgression with their lives." Our cast included Paul Heck, Clarice Blackburn, Robert Dryden, and Russell Horton. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Miss Gwendolyn Wilkinson?
Yes?
My name is Inspector Stokes. My credentials.
Oh, well, what can I do for you, Mr.?
I'm afraid that you'll have to come to headquarters.
Well?
Yes, Miss Wilkinson, now.
But why? What's wrong?
You're wanted for questioning.
Well, are you sure you're looking for me, Gwendolyn Wilkinson?
Oh, yes, miss, there's no mistake.
I don't understand. What is wrong?
There has been a murder.
A murder? Who?
Mr. Hazlitt. Mr. Toby Hazlitt.
Oh, but that's impossible. I just saw... Who would want to kill Mr. Hazlitt?
That's what we'd like to find out from you.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
From KOIN in Portland, my name's Bill Garrity. Have a good night tonight and a better day tomorrow. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. More than 85,000 state workers in Pennsylvania are expected to strike today following the state's refusal to offer more than a 3.5% wage increase. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Thousands of workers began the strike midnight Monday. Guards at several state hospitals and at least one state prison walked off their jobs. Others are planning to join the picket lines later today. The state government in Harrisburg intends to ask for a court injunction to halt the strike, but such an injunction would likely affect workers in vital services only. The labor picture is bleak in New York City this morning, where thousands of policemen, firemen, and sanitation workers have been laid off. The move follows Mayor Abraham Beame's failure to solve the city's fiscal crisis and to get the state legislature to allow the city to institute new taxes. More news coming up.
At 9 o'clock in the morning on the 29th of June, sentinels posted on the roof of the Kennedy House at No. 1 Broadway noted warning signals fluttering on Staten Island. Major General Sir William Howe's invasion fleet had at last arrived in force at the entrance to New York's outer harbor. The setting is the American Revolution. The story is from a special edition of Time magazine on the world and the week of July 4th, 1776. Don't miss this special edition of Time. It's the one with Thomas Jefferson on the cover.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect, with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now, at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
President Ford says in an interview in today's Washington Post that the Senate Select Committee investigating the CIA should proceed carefully, or, in his words, the committee could seriously cripple our intelligence effort. The president warns against further leaks to reporters or any other release of information being studied by the committee. Yesterday, Mr. Ford signed a bill that would extend unemployment benefits, and Bob Schieffer tells us about it.
The legislation the president signed makes those who are out of work eligible to draw unemployment compensation for 65 weeks rather than 52 weeks, as the law now provides. At the signing ceremony in the Oval Office, Mr. Ford said it was necessary to help those who have been hit by the recession. But on the economy itself, he struck a fairly upbeat note today.
Fortunately, we are now seeing signs in the economy that the worst of the downturn is over and that recovery has already begun. But we do know from past experience that it will take time before the effects of the overall improvement in the economy are reflected in substantial reductions in the unemployment rate.
Labor Secretary John Dunlop, who was present, said the bill was an example of how the Congress and the White House could work together. Yes, quit Mr. Ford, and we could sure use more of that. Bob Schieffer, CBS News, the White House.
Former Republican Senator Edward Gurney of Florida is scheduled to testify in his own defense today in the bribery and conspiracy trial against him. Bruce Hall reports from Tampa.
The 61-year-old Republican is expected to deny that he knew of or took part in a two-year shakedown of Florida builders. But during the five-month-old trial, several Gurney aides have admitted demanding cash contributions for the Florida senator in return for getting approval of government-backed FHA loans. The aides claim Gurney was fully aware of the $400,000 they collected from the builders. But Gurney, a former member of the Senate Watergate Committee, is expected to say that he was too busy with his senatorial duties to notice what his aides were doing. So far, nine people have been convicted in the influence peddling scheme. Bruce Hall, CBS News, Tampa.
More news in a moment.
Summertime is a rotten time to catch a cold. You miss so much. Then remember, 6 or 301 and take Contac. To keep medication working in your system up to 12 continuous hours against sneezing, runny nose, and congestion, you'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 cold pills, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 Contac capsule. Just 1. For aches and fever, the others contain aspirin. Contac doesn't. 6 or 301. Take Contac only as directed. Number one cold medicine in the whole world.
Muhammad Ali retained his World Heavyweight Championship today, winning a unanimous 15-round decision against Englishman Joe Buggner in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Ali's victory paves the way for a fight with Joe Frazier in Manila next October, and speculation that that fight would bring a purse of about $12 million. The price of Shell oil products is going up starting Tuesday. Gasoline will cost 3 cents a gallon more. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
Portland will be the first city in the nation to use a new kind of prepaid health insurance. That word from the U.S. Department of Education Welfare. The new program, reported by a federal loan when first established, will begin on October 1st. The initial subscribers are expected to be groups, such as unions or business firms, but individuals will be allowed to enter at a later time. Under the plan, patients will be permitted to seek treatment from designated physicians, other medical personnel, and hospitals in Multnomah, Clackamas, and Washington counties in Oregon, and Clark County in Washington. About 450 physicians and hospitals have been contracted to provide that health care. Floyd Clayton Forsberg, a suspect in that million-dollar Nevada bank robbery, is being held by federal authorities under $250,000 bail. The bail figure was set by U.S. Magistrate George Juba of Portland Monday. Forsberg, who also faces charges of escaping from jail, and his wife were captured in Bend over the weekend. A defense attorney for accused murderer Thomas Eugene Creech has asked that his client's trial be moved to Coeur d'Alene in northern Idaho. Creech is charged with first-degree murder in the slayings last November of two men whose bodies were found along a highway. He's also a suspect in murders in Oregon and several other western states. Creech's trial in Idaho began in May at Cascade in the southern part of the state, but was halted when the court granted a motion to move the trial because of pretrial publicity. Attorney Bruce Robinson says he selected Coeur d'Alene because it's the only place in the state that's not been delivered coverage by the news media. Washington Governor Dan Evans' budget director says the state highways department has at least $40 million more money than originally thought. Lee Buffington says his department found a number of problems in the department's projected spending program and says even more funds could be found. The highway department had gone to the legislature in spring seeking a gasoline tax increase because it said it was desperately in need of additional revenue. The governor himself says he mentioned the matter to legislative leaders and said it did not set well with those who had been promoting the tax increase. A defense attorney says he'll appeal a judge's order that former mental patient Gary Addison Taylor be extradited to Washington State to face a murder charge. Taylor will remain in jail in Houston pending the appeal of that order. A Texas district judge had earlier overruled the defense motion for more time to study an extradition warrant for Taylor. Taylor has signed a statement implicating himself in the death of women, including a 19-year-old woman in Washington State. The weather forecast for the Portland metropolitan area, variable clouds today and tonight with a chance of showers or thunder showers, mainly in the afternoon and evening. Partly sunny wet highs today, 5, and near 78 on Wednesday, 55 tonight. Wind southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of measurable rainfall, 30% Tuesday and Tuesday night. Currently in downtown Portland, the temperature reading is 61 degrees. That's KOIN News at 12:09. This is Alan Archer.